The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Dan Betts, CEO of Hummingbird Resources. HUM is ticker. Dan, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Justin. Thanks for having me on.
Now, you've got a release out there for your Q4 and 2021 outlook, and we'll dig into that. But as always, Dan, if someone's listening right now and they're looking around for some gold plays, maybe just explain what Hummingbird's all about, please.
Yeah, sure. Hummingbird is a gold mining company with a producing mine in Mali called Yanfolila. We have a development project called Karusa that we're looking to start building this year that will double our production to be over a 200,000-ounce producer. And then we have another number of other growth interests and projects, be it organic exploration or our project in Liberia. And I think, you know, we have passed net cash, so we have a strengthening balance sheet, and I think Hummingbird is well positioned to capitalize on a strong gold market.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Okay, Q4 2020 and 2021 outlook release. Take us through some of the highlights, if you could, Dan.
So, I mean, obviously, the purpose of the results today was to announce last year's results. We did advise the market earlier last year in the quarter that we were sort of going to be lower on our guidance, which is what manifested itself in Q4. Difficult mining conditions, and we never caught up from the sort of mine plan that we reconfigured during the year when COVID was at its peak, sort of slowing down the hard rock to protect the processing plant, certain areas. However, that said, I mean, we paid down the debt successfully, paying down over $30 million during the year. Project level EBITDA of north of $70 million on a unadjusted basis. And I think passing that inflection point is a big moment for any company. I think we invested in exploration quite heavily last year, which was the first time we've really done that. And I think the results look very exciting. Looking forward to updating our mineral resources, where I hope to have replenished a considerable amount of what we've mined over the last few years. But also looking ahead, a lot of the exploration results are outside of the known resources. So I think there's good potential to extend further our mine life going forward. And at the Yanfolila mine, we have a number of other things happening this year, bringing on other pits like Gonka and Sanamali East and West, and also going underground at Kamana East. So these are all investments, I suppose, in growth and in the mine life at Yanfolila to provide a cash cow, I guess, to support the growth of Hummingbird into a gold company. And that growth initially will be manifested through building Karusa in Guinea, which is effectively going to double our production. We have been doing a lot of work in the detailed engineering and design and costing of that project, and we'll be looking to accelerate our exploration there as well. And obviously that a lot of the growth is going to come through developing the Karusa project, Justin, which we will be commencing this year. And we were always attracted to the grades at Karusa and fast-tracking exploration to extend that mine life and showcase what we have there is going to unlock a lot of value for us, I think.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned there about the exploration, and it's been going well, and you're doubling the exploration budget to more than $10 million, US dollars. Talk us through why you're doing this and your expectations there, Dan.
Well, ultimately, I guess exploration success is a result of dollars spent. I mean, I don't mean to be blasé about it, but we were very, very slow on committing to exploration at Yanfolila because we were so capital constrained. And that has held us back in developing the value of the business and showcasing the mine life. So I think this year we've shown there is exploration potential that can convert into economic ounces. And in 2021, we need to fast track that and do more of it, both at Yanfolila and at Caruso. I think it's central to our growth proposition and the value we have that's organic within Hummingbird.
Yeah. And you obviously you mentioned Caruso and doubling the output there. How is progress going there?
Well, it's going well. I mean, I think there are definitely challenges in terms of the macro environment. There are cost issues, steel's going up. COVID is obviously providing a lot of challenges in terms of getting people to site. And in terms of costing, just things like time in transit and quarantine and getting the right people to site. So we've been going conservatively in terms of committing to a start date because we want to make sure when we start that, you know, it's possible to deliver on the project on time and on budget. But in terms of the project itself, I think it's going to be very robust, high grade and be good for the company. Yeah.
Okay. So, and Dubi in Liberia, your earning partners there, it's Pasadena Gold, listed on the TSX, and they seem making good progress towards delivering that DFS and exploration program. Talk us through their progress, if you could, Dan, and expectations in the coming year.
Well, I mean, look, I think they've had their challenges in terms of getting to grips with Liberia logistically. The roads, the bridges, re-establishing the exploration camp, but they've done all that and they've got the drills turning and that's what matters. And I'm looking forward to the news flow from that in terms of both increased confidence in the inferred resources and exploration potential to extend resources and obviously developing a feasibility study, which are the earning milestones for the company. But, you know, Pasofino's got a market cap of somewhere around 50 million Canadian dollars. I think it's a great number for Hummingbird in terms of showcasing the value we have hidden in the company because this isn't costing us anything. We get the use of Pasofino's dollars and an expert management team. Mm. And I think they'll create a lot of value during 2021.
Yeah. Let's talk about ESG. It's a massive theme, of course, going forward for every company. Take us through your initiatives, if you could.
Well, I mean, look, ESG has been core to Hummingbird since we started. And any mining company, I'm sure, can list dozens of initiatives they have, whether that's education, healthcare, training. For Hummingbird specific, at Yanfolila, we have a number of poultry farms, market gardens, soap manufacturing initiatives. We have beekeeping. We're training hundreds and hundreds of local people, alternative livelihoods for a sustainable income after the mine is finished. But for me, ESG is bigger than that. It's about showcasing what the mining industry can do to improve the livelihoods in the areas in which we operate. And this single mine origin initiative that we have started in terms of tracing gold all the way through from a mine all the way through to the retail jeweler, and the jeweler can pick up a ring, see where that was mined and see the projects that are happening and have confidence they're buying responsible gold, is an initiative we are hoping to expand considerably this year and, you know, get others in the mining industry to sort of buy into.
Yeah. Okay. Dan, as always then, if someone's liking the sound of this, not yet following the story though, give them three bullet point reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add Hummingbird to their watch list, please.
Well, I think we have a strong organic growth pipeline in terms of exploration, underground at Yanfolila Land and the new Caruso mine, not to mention Dubi. We have reached an inflection point where we are net cash and a strengthening balance sheet. And I think we have learned as a company, we've grown up. So the production should be steady and Yanfolila should provide a solid platform going forward to develop the business. So, you know, we're excited about the future. And I think better place to overcome the challenges thrown at us.
Excellent stuff. And good to chat to you, and hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.